In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Last night on Bill O'Reilly, he was criticizing ministers and priests for not speaking out against people that want to destroy the Christian message at Christmas and throughout the year. Well, I was talking to myself saying, you know, Bill, I've been doing it for 28 years. I've been doing it for 28 years, telling people that the world is strong and it hates Jesus Christ. Telling people that the globe hates Jesus Christ and the New York Times hates the Lord and hates his people. So I have been doing this for 28 years. You know, there are some of us that are doing it. And I want to say that Christians are the only ones that it's legal to criticize them. You can't criticize black people, even if you disagree with the agenda of Obama, they call you a racist. It has nothing to do with the color of Mr. Obama's skin. It has everything to do with his philosophy. And if we disagree with his philosophy, we're called racists. If we say that marriage is between a man and a woman, we're called homophobes. Oh, yes, Christians are thrown through the fire. But you know what? It hasn't got bad yet. One day it's going to be much worse than it is today. We will have to put up or shut up. We are supposed to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. I do not know what we are anymore. I think we have blended into the world. So many of us have blended into the world because we want to be liked. Liked, what does it mean to be liked? If it means to go to hell, I don't want to be liked. I want to be truthful, and I want to love people. That's what I want to do. I want to be truthful, and I want to love people. If someone came to me today and said they had 8 abortions, I would tell them that forgiveness through the blood of Jesus was available for them. And I would beg them to confess their sins and to turn away from sin and ask Jesus. We would ask Jesus to come into their heart. We would pray for the Holy Spirit. Listen, it's not about speaking evil. It's about loving people. It's about faith working through love. I'm telling you, I'm not perfect, hardly perfect. I never talk about myself as being perfect. I'm just broken like everybody else. And that's why people listen to me, because I share my life with people. I not only share the word with people, I share my life with people. I was just listening to WEZE, and I said, you know, I don't want to live a double life. And I say that to the Lord. I said that to the Lord last night. I don't want to live a double life. I want to live totally for you. I don't want that when I'm on radio, I'm living one way, and when I'm home alone, I'm living another way. I am not saying that I do it perfectly, but I don't want to live a double life. So many people have lived double lives, and they've lost everything. They've lost everything. They've lost everything. And you know what? I tell you, Satan hates preachers. He hates preachers. Look what he has done to the people who preach. Look what he has done to Father Carapi, a man of God falling into deep sin. A man of God. He can be restored. He can be restored by the grace of the living God. He can be restored by the grace of the living God. I'm not saying he's not restored now, but look at they throw him off the air. And then there was Benedict Rochelle, who said that young girls were luring priests, and now he's off the air. And then there was the head of the pro-life movement. There was a dispute about money. He's off the air. And you know what? The devil hates preachers, and he gets at us through our deepest weakness. He knows that money is not my weakness, so he doesn't say, I'll make you rich. I have my own weaknesses like everybody else. And my prayer is, Lord, I just want to live for you. I don't want to live for the devil. I don't want to live for anyone but for you and for your people, the church. That's what I want to live for. And I want to live a singular life, a singular life. And I know that all the sin of the past has been blotted out. And I want to live a singular life. I have been doing this for 29 years. And God knows that I'm a broken man. God knows that I speak to other broken people and I tell them, your brokenness doesn't need to destroy you. Your brokenness can be given to the Lord. And he says, when you are most weak, then you are most strong. You see, it's very simple, but very simple. But you know what? No one has all the answers. The answer or the answer is Jesus Christ. He is the answer in every situation. Jesus, the Son of God, and Jesus, the Son of Mary. He is the answer. I'm looking at John 17 now. John 17, I want to go back to verse 15. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them far from the evil one. I pray that you take them not from the world, you keep them in the world, because they are the light of the world. The only light the world has are the people of God who believe. We have written a document, Lumen Gentium, which means light to the nations. The church is called to be light to the nations. We are called as individually Christian to be light to people, light and salt. So Jesus prays that we not be taken from the world, because he knows now he's on his way to the Father, but that we be in the world, but not of the world. But the point of the matter is the world's gospel is very titillating. It can destroy people. It can destroy people, and it does destroy people. People that have been better than me have been destroyed by the world. Yes, destroyed by the world. And it starts with just one inch. You see, the camel puts his nose in the tent, but ultimately he wants the whole tent. I tell you, it's very easy to fall away from grace. It's very easy. It starts with something small, something little, something that seems insignificant, but it's very significant because it can destroy us. I pray that you would not take them from the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one. What is it in your life that causes you to be away from Jesus? What is it? And you know what I'm going to say? Rather than run away from Jesus when you do it, or when you believe it, or when you think it, or when you act on it, you need to run toward Jesus. You see, because he is the light and he exposes the darkness. When we call what we do sin, because it is sin, we do not run from Jesus, and that is what Adam and Eve did in the garden. They ran from God, and they put fig leaves on because they were naked. You see, rather than running from God, run to God when you sin. And say to the Lord, what more could you expect of me? I'm a broken human being. Unless you grace me, I'm going to be like this. Please grace me. And you ask for that grace one day at a time. We are called to be Lumen Gentium, the light of the world. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Can the Lord say that about the church and the churches? Can he say that today about the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, the Orthodox Church, and you and I as individuals? They are not of the world, but they are in the world. You know, I'm going to tell you, the church is not involved with business. The church is involved with salvation. When we start using a business model, we're on the way out. We are not involved in business, though we have business that we must do. Our bills need to be paid, and so on and so forth. That is real. But when the church becomes a business, my Lord, then the devil is in control. And you know, it's very easy to take the business way out because you're not dealing with broken people. You're not dealing with people that have sinned. You're not dealing with people that are real. Yes, the business way out. You know, somebody told me they've been going to church as a Catholic for several years because they weren't Catholic and now they are. And they have never heard a priest share his life with them or any part of his life. How sad that is. I know that it's not about my life, but it is that Jesus works through my life. And if I tell people, you know, that I cry out to God because I need him 150%, that's just part of my life. That's real. And why can't other people say, you know, I need Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, I cannot live. Without Jesus, I cannot survive. I cannot. I am absolutely dependent upon Jesus Christ because, as St. Paul said, when God called me, he called the weakest of the weak. He doesn't call the strong and doesn't call the beautiful. He calls the weakest of the weak, and they may be beautiful, but I'm telling you, the weakest of the weak are those whom God calls. I remember many years ago, a Jesuit wrote about ordination, about people that are ordained, and he started to talk about being weak and that you needed weakness and that without weakness you'd never turn to the Lord. You know what? That is not what we follow. We want the people that look good and the people that stand up and the people that smile. And you know what? That's not bad. That's not bad. But those people are just as weak as I am. And you know, you don't get very far with people until you share your weakness. I shared this week on the radio as well as the people in church. On Friday night or Saturday night, I was feeling just ever so low. I'm walking up the stairs like an old man. And as I'm walking up the stairs, I say to the Lord, it's like I've wasted my life. Now, imagine saying that to the Lord. Well, I told him. That's the way it feels like. It's like I've wasted my life. 30 minutes later or 20 minutes later, somebody calls me up and says, you are so valuable to the body of Christ. You helped my brother. It was like he was listening to my prayer. You go, here I am saying, you know, what am I doing? What's this all about, Alfie? What's it all about, Alfie? You know, and 30 minutes later, the Lord sends someone on the phone. He doesn't last 30 seconds, but he encourages me that what I am doing is of the Lord and that I am to keep on keeping on. Well, you see, I share that with people. I share that with people. I don't have to let people think that, you know, I'm always on top of a mountain. I don't live on a mountain. I live in the valley. I live in the valley, but let me tell you about the valley. He is in the valley with me. He is in the valley with you. You might be in Death Valley right now. It's very low, but I'm telling you where you are, Jesus is. Where you are, Jesus is, and he wants to help you. He helps people that are in the valley. Oh, the prophets were in the valley when Jeremiah said, Lord, Lord, cursed be the day that I was born. Cursed be the man that told my father he had a boy child. Imagine saying that to God. But he was in the valley. He was in the valley. They put him in a cistern filled with mud. He was in the valley. But you see, God was with him in the valley. Can I tell you that today? Where you are, Jesus is. He's in you. He's around you, he's above you, and it doesn't feel that way. Then make an act of faith. I believe you are with me. I believe you are in me. And then you can say, show me, Lord, because I'm weak. I need to see, Lord, and help me to respond when I see. This is being real. You got to be real with God and real with people. Being real. You know, I don't have to pretend that I'm some kind of someone to follow me. Listen, I limp when I walk. I limp when I walk in the Spirit. But you know what? God is perfect. Jesus is wonderful and perfect. The Holy Spirit is perfect. I might be imperfect, but God works through broken vessels. God works through cracked pots. That's real. That's real. And that means that if God can work through me, he can work through anybody. St. Paul says, I am the least of the apostles, but yet I am who I am. I'm the least because I persecuted the church, but I am who I am. I am an apostle, though I am the least. I have seen the risen Lord, and he has changed my life. St. Paul was real. He was real. He prayed that he would not end up as a shipwreck, that he who preached to other people would not end up in hell. Listen, be real with God. Be real with God. You don't have to pretend with God. He knows who you are anyway. That's why going to confession is so important. You know why? Because we let down our guard and we say the weakness that we have and the sin we've committed. I remember once doing something, and I don't even remember what it was, and I said this to Sister Rita. Sister Rita was a cynical sister, and she said, well, Tommy, what can you expect of yourself? You're only a human being and you're broken. But what are you going to do with what you just did? Are you going to run to Jesus? Or are you going to run away? What can you expect from yourself? You know, can't expect very much. You're a broken person. But you know what? Where are you running to for forgiveness? Are you running to Jesus? Or are you running from Jesus? You know, that's real. That's real. Maybe you've disappointed yourself. Well, get over it. Get over it. We all disappoint ourselves. That's why we need salvation. And we need salvation every day. Then the Word of God says, sanctify them through the truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify. Keep them separate. Let them be separated from the world, in the world, but not of the world. Sanctify. Keep them separate from the world and sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. The word of God and the word made flesh is truth. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. Yes, the scriptures. People read every book but the Bible. They read books about the Bible. They read books talking about the Bible, talking about a character in the Bible, but they don't read the scriptures. Then they use this excuse, I'm Catholic. Well, let me tell you, you learned how to use a microwave very quickly. You weren't born with a microwave. They say, you know, I wasn't born with the Word of God. Well, you know what? You weren't born with a microwave either. And you weren't born with a clicker for the television. But you soon learned how to use it, didn't you? You weren't born with an oven that bakes very quickly. But you soon learned how to use it. You know, this is excuses. Thy word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, even so I also send them into the world. The Mass is ended. Go in peace. In other words, the Eucharist is ended, but now you are sent into the world to proclaim Jesus by word and by deed. The Mass is ended. Misa. Now you're sent. Sent, missive. A missive is a letter that is sent. You are sent into the world and you are sent to preach to the people in the world by the way you live and by your words. Yes, by your words. How are they going to know that you follow Jesus if you do not speak? Now, you're not the preacher, and you don't preach down to people, and you don't say, you know, you don't do this and you don't do that. That's the devil. He's the accuser. You don't do this and you don't do that and you don't do the other thing, and you're not a Christian. That's the devil. You let them know how much God loves them, how much Jesus showed his love by dying on a cross. You talk about the blood. You don't talk about, you don't do this, you don't do that. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Telling people what they do and what they don't do. You don't know what they do when they're in their room. Maybe they're holy, but holier than I am when they're in their room and they cover their face and they call on the name of the Lord. I can't judge people. I can't. Because if I judge people, I've got to judge myself. And St. Paul says he doesn't even judge himself. So if St. Paul doesn't judge himself, far be it from me. I'm not going to judge myself. I'm going to lean on the everlasting arms. I'm going to lean on Jesus. I'm going to put my head on his heart like John the Beloved. So we are sent into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself. For their sakes, I am crucified on the cross. I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified through the truth and through the truth of the blood. We are sanctified through the blood of Jesus. That is the truth. We are sanctified through the death of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are sanctified through the resurrection of Jesus. Glory to God. We are sanctified by what Jesus did for us on the cross. On the cross. On the cross. St. Paul said, far be it from me to preach any other message but Jesus Christ and him crucified. My Lord, how many times do we hear the cross, the cross, the cross? We never get tired of hearing the cross because it is there that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. It is so important to preach the cross. It is so important to preach the blood. That is the truth. We are saved by the truth. Hallelujah. The cross, the blood, the burial of our Lord, and his glorious resurrection. Praise be the name of God. Just remember this. The cross is an eternal event. Even in heaven, we have the cross. Oh, no, he's risen. Yeah, he's risen, all right. He certainly is. But I hear the evangelist say, I saw one like a lamb that was slain in heaven. Well, who's the lamb that was slain? Jesus. Oh, I don't understand this, but I know that the cross is in heaven and that the resurrection is in heaven. I know that. I know that. I saw one as a lamb that was slain. Who is the lamb that was slain? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And why was he slain? For us, for you, for us, and for our salvation. He bled. He bled for you. And so I'm going to say again today, don't run from Jesus. Run toward him. If you have sinned, don't run away and sin some more. Run toward Jesus. Get to confession. Confess your sins. Turn away from evil and do good. Don't run away from Jesus. Run toward him. Run toward him if you have sinned. That's what I want to leave you with. Run toward Jesus. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. The word of God, which is truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Thy word is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14. Jesus is the truth. He is the embodiment of the full manifestation of God. Jesus is the full revelation of the Father. To see Jesus is to see Papa, to see Daddy, to see Abba. To see Jesus is to be with God. He is God's eternal Son. God's eternal Son. He was before the foundation of the earth as the Word of God and as the Son of God. He became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Listen, www.inseason.net. www.inseason.net. You can see, listen to me on that website, www.inseason.net. I want people to click on to www.inseason.net and to see the television programs and the radio programs that we're continuing to put on the web. It's very wonderful when I hear from people from Poland and they say, you know, I listen to you on the web. I listen to you on the web. How they found me, I have no idea. But God only knows how they found me. And you know, I might not be able to go to Poland today, but my voice is on the web and people in Poland listen to me. I may not be able to go to Italy today, but people in Italy listen to me. I don't know how many, and you know, it's none of my business. My business is to keep on preaching in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Listen, I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Please, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Just know this today. You are loved with an everlasting love that the Father gave His Son for you. That it's not our chore to run away from God. Run toward Him. Run toward Him like the prodigal son. Run toward Him. Remember the father and the prodigal son. Luke 15, read it. The father was looking for the son. It was the father's love that drew the son back. Please run toward the Lord. Don't run away from Him if you've sinned. This is the message for today. And the Lord loves you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.